Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Well, while the flowers you got for Valentine's Day may be wilting and the memories of that special dinner are fading into the fast-paced schedule of everyday living...
Or at least going to the waistline.
That's true. It's good to know that as Christian couples, we share a love that never wilts or fades away. Good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. We trust you had a wonderful time celebrating your love for each other on Tuesday, and that's Valentine's Day, in case you missed it. We're in the middle of some conversations about the three types of love, agape, phileo, and eros, that we need to have in our marriages to make them all we can be. Last week, we talked about the foundational love, that unconditional, unfailing love that the Bible calls agape love. Not always filled with loving feelings, but it's the commitment bedrock upon which we build our marriages. And if you missed that chat, you can go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. Well, Bruce, I think you said we're going to be talking about another kind of love today.
That's right, Jeff. We're going to talk about the love that comes from my hometown, the city of brotherly love.
Hey, Philly.
Philadelphia, that's right. Phileo. And that's the emotional-based love and esteem, the feelings of strong care and connection and that we can have for each other as people. And you know, that phileo means that we have a special interest in someone and shows that we have a strong like and a consideration for. We like being with them, spending time, connecting emotionally, and it probably would have been helpful if phileo were never translated as love in the New Testament, because in English, we don't have different words for the different types of love. You know, we say things like, I love Moose Tracks ice cream, and
I love
my car, and then I love my wife, and you know, hopefully I love my wife in a different way and more significant way than I love Moose Tracks ice cream.
But wow, that's true.
You know, phileo implies that there's a strong emotional connection, and it's used to describe the relationship of love or deep friendship, and we need that in our marriages. Husbands and wives should be best friends.
How's it different from agape love then?
Well, that's a great question, and let me see if I can make some quick distinctions for us. You know, the phileo love is something that comes naturally to us. We don't need to be Christians to experience that. We can develop it in our fleshly nature, so it kind of comes naturally to us. Whereas agape love is something that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit indwelling us and teaching us how to love that way. So agape love is learned, whereas phileo love is natural. And then phileo love is very emotional, and agape love isn't so much about feelings, but it's about an act of the will and a choice. And phileo love is very conditional. I will continue to have these feelings for you if you meet, you know, and my needs and my demands, whereas agape love is unconditional love. And phileo love can fail. It's not foundational, whereas agape love never fails. So another place where the difference, Jeff, really becomes clear is in John 21, verses 15 and following, where Jesus is having the conversation with Peter after he was raised from the dead. And Jesus asked Peter, he says, "Do you agape me? Do you love me?" And Peter answers, "Yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you. I like you. I love you as a friend." And Jesus says, "Peter, do you agape me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you." And finally, Jesus asks, and he says, "Simon, do you phileo me?" And Simon, being a little grieved, says, "Lord, you know that I phileo you." And
well, Bruce, why do you think Jesus keeps using that word agape and was pushing for that?
You're full of some great questions today, but I think it was because Jesus knew that phileo love was not going to be strong enough to propel Peter through all the hardships that he was going to face as the new lead man of the apostolic band. And Jesus, quite honestly, had seen Peter's phileo love fail him when Peter denied Jesus three times. So Jesus knew that Peter's own man-made, self-generated love would not be strong enough to endure through the trials that he was going to face. And that's why I believe phileo love is not strong enough to hold our marriages together. There's no way that we can generate in our own flesh the love that it's going to take to weather all the storms and trials that are going to face us as husbands and wives and as parents. So that's why we need to build our marriages and our families on that agape love. And certainly we want to enjoy the emotional feelings of phileo, but they're not going to be foundational.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I really appreciate that distinction between agape and phileo. And we look forward to next week when we talk about that third chord in this thing we called love, eros, that romantic love. Well, until then,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.